the Arizona Department of Corrections settled a class action lawsuit about prison health care Wednesday. The case, on behalf of more than 34,000 inmates, was filed 3 years ago. Woody Ferrello has been in prison for shoplifting and selling those stolen goods since 2013. His wife, Donna Ferrello, was at Wednesday's settlement hearing. She says he's suffered a stroke, thinks he may have pneumonia and prostate cancer, but he hasn't been able to get treatment fast enough.
He just would like the care to be better. He's afraid he's going to die from cancer. He's afraid he's going to have a stroke because they've taken so long to get this problem fixed.
Donna says she and her husband are hopeful this settlement will improve his timely access to medical care. He's scheduled to be released in 2018. As part of the agreement, prisoners will now be offered cancer screenings, immunizations, and get regular mental health care. Prisoners in solitary confinement will be required to have more time out of their cells. Department of Corrections spokesman Doug Nick.
Much of what the stipulation calls for in terms of out-of-cell time, conditions of confinement for maximum custody inmates and that kind of thing have been part of our implementation since the settlement was announced back in October.
Federal Judge David Duncan ordered a copy of the settlement to be in prison libraries. It only applies to state prisons and will go into effect immediately. Alexandra Olgan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.